episode number 11 of Nerman. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Randy Adams. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about the secret life of Cyrus the Elder. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do.
Ha ha ha.
Welcome, listeners. Today, we're going to delve into the intriguing life of Cyrus the Elder, a Persian king who lived from 600 to 530 BCE. While Cyrus is famous for his conquests and founding of the Achaemenid Empire, there are many fascinating aspects of his life that are not as well known. In fact, there's a whole secret life of Cyrus the Elder that we're going to explore in this episode.
To understand Cyrus's secret life, we need to first understand his public persona. Cyrus was a great conqueror who expanded his empire from its humble beginnings in modern-day Iran to encompass much of the ancient world. He famously conquered the Babylonian Empire and freed its Jewish captives, earning him a reputation as a benevolent leader. But Cyrus's conquests weren't just about gaining power and territory. He was also a deeply religious man who believed he was fulfilling the will of the gods. He practiced the Zoroastrian faith, which emphasized good deeds and actions, and he saw his conquests as a way to spread the benefits of his faith to others.
However, there were many aspects of Cyrus's life that he kept hidden from the public eye. One of these was his love of poetry. Cyrus was a talented poet who composed many works during his lifetime. He was particularly known for his love poems, which were often addressed to his favorite concubines.
This brings us to another secret aspect of Cyrus's life, his harem. Like many ancient rulers, Cyrus had a large harem of women who were kept entirely separate from public view. These women were often captured during his conquests and were taken as concubines. However, Cyrus was known for treating his concubines well and was said to have been genuinely fond of many of them. Despite his love of poetry and his harem, Cyrus was also a pragmatic leader who understood the importance of diplomacy. He was known for his skills as a negotiator and was able to make alliances with neighboring kingdoms in order to strengthen his own position.
One example of Cyrus's diplomatic skills was his relationship with the Lydian king Croesus. Croesus was a powerful ruler who had been warned by the oracle at Delphi that if he went to war with Cyrus, he would destroy a great empire. Assuming that this meant he would be victorious, Croesus attacked Cyrus's forces but was ultimately defeated.
However, Cyrus was impressed by Croesus's bravery and intelligence, and he spared his life and made him an advisor. This shows Cyrus's willingness to forgive and build alliances, even with former enemies. Another secret aspect of Cyrus's life was his love of animals. He was said to be particularly fond of horses and kept a large stable of them. He also enjoyed hunting and was known for his prowess as a hunter. Cyrus's love of animals extended to his treatment of his own people. He was a benevolent ruler who was known for his policies of kindness and compassion. He believed that all people should be treated fairly and justly, regardless of their status or background.
One example of this was his treatment of the Jewish captives he freed from Babylon. Cyrus allowed them to return to Jerusalem and rebuild their temple, and he even financed the project himself. This act of kindness earned Cyrus the gratitude and loyalty of the Jewish people, who saw him as a savior. As we can see, there was much more to Cyrus the Elder than met the eye. His public persona as a conqueror and religious leader was only part of the story. In his private life, he was a lover of poetry, animals, and women. He was also a skilled negotiator and compassionate leader who believed in treating all people with respect and dignity.
In many ways, Cyrus's secret life is a reminder that even the most legendary figures in history are complex individuals with many different facets to their personalities. It also shows us that there is often more to a person's life than we initially think, and that there are always new discoveries to be made about even the most well-known historical figures.
That's all for today's episode of The Secret Life of Cyrus the Elder. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Episode 11 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Randy Adams. Adios.